Hello, Mr. Jones. I'm Dr. Diana Wilkie. I'm a pain specialist, and you're here to see me today. For what purpose?
Because about 8 years ago or more, I broke my elbow, had numerous surgeries on it, and the pain just isn't going away. It comes back all the time, and the doctors say they can't really do too much for it.
Uh-huh.
And painkillers, medicines and stuff are just not really the way to go, I don't think.
Okay. Which elbow is
this
bothering
the right
you?
One right here.
Your right one. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to take a look at that in more detail in just a moment. But you've been having this pain for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have us start off with sort of a real standard way of approaching pain, a way that I try to work with all people who have pain so that I can get a better understanding how your pain feels to you, because pain is very individual and I can't feel what you're feeling, so I need to use some tools to help me to understand what you're feeling right now. So I'd like to ask you a few questions. Some of them I'll be filling out by myself, and some I'd like your help to help me fill it out.
Okay.
First of all, what medicines are you taking for your pain?
I have been taking like codeine,
mm-hmm.
ibuprofen.
Okay, and the codeine, are you taking one pill or two?
About two. When it's pretty bad pain, it's about two every couple hours.
And do you know how many milligrams are in each of the pills?
8 milligrams of codeine, I believe.
8 milligrams? Okay. And the ibuprofen?
200 per pill.
200. And how many do you take?
Couple to three.
And how often do you take it?
Every few hours.
Every two or three?
About 3 hours, yeah.
Okay. And you take it during the night?
I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
So
wake
do you
up with the pain where it's hard to bend it.
So, can you have, do you have an estimate about how many pills you take a day of the codeine?
Maybe eight.
Mm-hmm. And of the ibuprofen?
Probably about the same.
Same? Okay. And when did you last have a dose?
Of codeine?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time, probably about 6 months. Just because of the fact I don't have any.
You don't have any right
yeah.
now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if you were to have some,
I would take it if I needed it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you taken the ibuprofen today?
Not today.
Mm-hmm. Not today. Did you take it pretty routinely yesterday?
I took a few yesterday.
Just a few?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I have a few questions specifically about your pain. We like to use scales such as a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you have no pain at all, and 10 means pain as bad as it could be. What number would you like your pain to be?
Probably like a, when it hurts, probably about a 7.
That's what you'd like it to be?
Oh, no, I don't want it to be that.
If you had your optimal goal,
mm-hmm.
what number would?
I don't want anything.
None. Okay. What number do you think you could live with or tolerate?
Probably 3.
A 3? What number is it right now?
A 7.
Okay. And how much pain did you think that you would have after this injury?
I didn't. How much pain did I think I would have?
Mm-hmm.
Not this much. Not much at all, really.
What number?
I think about 2, maybe.
Okay. And do you think that you might, how much pain that you think you might have later after this injury? So, over time, what do you think is going to happen?
It's probably going to get worse, so probably, I would have thought like a 5%.
Okay. All right. So now, is your pain worse than you expected? About the same as you expected, or not as bad as you expected?
Worse.
Okay. And are you satisfied with your current pain level?
No.
This next question, I need your help. This body outline represents the right side of your front and the left side of your front, and this represents the left side of your back and the right side of the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like for you to mark on these drawings the places, all the places where you have pain, and you can make the marks as big or as small as the places that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is this all one pain, or are they two separate pains?
It's all one pain, pretty much.
All one pain.
But it's not really on the front. It's on the back.
It's mostly on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And does it feel like it's on the inside or outside, or both inside and outside?
Mostly the inside.
Inside. Okay. All right. This next question would like to know, what does your pain feel like? And some of the words on this paper describe your present pain. And I'd like for you to circle the words that would best describe it. We can leave out any category that's not suitable, and use only a single word on each appropriate category, the one that applies best. What I'd like to do is to read them to you,
mm-hmm.
and then you stop me when I get to a word that feels like your pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is your pain flickering, quivering, pulsing, throbbing, beating, pounding, jumping, flashing, shooting, pricking, boring, drilling, stabbing, lancinating? Do any of those sound like your pain?
Kind of the stabbing.
Stabbing?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going a little too fast, or doing all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd just like to check. Is it sharp, cutting, lacerating, pinching, pressing, gnawing, cramping, crushing, nagging, nauseating, agonizing, dreadful, torturing? That's about it. Are there any other words that aren't on this list that you'd use to say how it feels?
It's kind of a strange pain. It's kind of like a constant pain, like in the bone, almost like.
Mm-hmm.
Just constant pain.
A constant pain.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, that's exactly the next group of words that we wanted to know how your pain changes with time, and want to know which word or words you would use to describe the pattern of your pain, how it changes over time. Is it continuous, steady, constant?
Pretty steady.
Steady? You said constant before.
Mm-hmm.
Is steady a better word?
Steady's a better word, yeah.
Okay. Rhythmic, periodic, intermittent, brief, momentary, transient. The only one.
Okay.
Now, what kinds of things relieve your pain?
Pretty much, like, if I grab onto it and just, like, put pressure on it, move it around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of relieves a little bit.
Okay. Anything else?
Not really.
Okay.
It's kind of just live with it. Kind of
mm-hmm. What kinds of things increase your pain?
Using the muscle, the tricep muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a... It's a cramping thing when I use it.
Okay. Anything else that makes it worse?
Pain kind of just comes in just out of nowhere, really. It's kind of like an arthritis pain, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Just constant, steady pain.
Is it there all the time?
Not all the time, no.
So it comes and goes?
Yeah, it does come and go.
Is it more of a periodic coming and going?
Mm-hmm.
And have you noticed what kind of period between it coming and going?
Like in the mornings?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be stiff or something. And after using it, if I use it like steadily, then the pain comes in. Maybe swell up or something. If that happens.
Mm-hmm. Does it hurt every day?
Not every day.
How many days out of a week?
3 or 4.
And has that pattern changed over time? You've had it for 8 years now.
I used to not have pain really at all.
Mm-hmm.
They told me I wouldn't really have pain until I was about 35, 40 in the elbow, but 8 years later, it kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
This has been about 3 years.
3 years that you've had the pain?
Mm-hmm.
And you've had it 3 to 4 days?
A week.
A week for all 3 years?
Pretty much.
Has that varied more or less?
Well, the pain wasn't as intense as before.
But it was there the same frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when it comes, does it stay for a short period of time and go away? Or does it come and pretty much stay for the rest of the day?
It comes in, stays, and then I'll take some ibuprofen or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it pretty much takes the worst of it away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's another way to sort of get at how strong your pain feels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people agree that the following words represent pain of increasing intensity. They're none, mild, discomforting, distressing, horrible, and excruciating. Which word would describe your pain right now?
Probably distressing.
Okay. And which word would describe it at its worst?
Horrible.
Okay. Never gets up to excruciating?
Not usually.
Okay. Which word would describe it at its least?
Mild, probably.
Never gets down to a none?
No, yeah, it gets to a none.
It does get to a none.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And which word would describe the worst toothache you ever had? Have you ever had a toothache?
I'd say maybe a mild one.
Okay. How about the worst headache you ever had?
Probably discomforting.
Discomforting. Okay. And the worst stomach ache you ever had?
Horrible.
Okay. All right. Now, I've asked you some fairly routine questions about your pain. Are there some things about your pain that I've missed that you'd like to tell me about?
It is also kind of painful, like touching around it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like around the scar area.
Okay. And does it get in the way of you doing things that you'd like to do?
Sometimes.
What kinds of things does it get in the way of?
Just anything like having to do with using that muscle, the tricep muscle,
mm-hmm.
put it over my head or anything. Or
are you left or right-handed?
Right-handed.
So,
it's the same way, so,
almost anything you do,
mm-hmm.
How much can you use the arm before you start to have the pain?
Well, I can use a little bit. I don't really use it all that much, though.
Mm-hmm. So you tend to protect it a bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But does the pain get in the way of relationships with your family?
Mm-hmm.
Or friends?
Mm-mm.
Does it keep you from going out and having a good time?
No. Mm-hmm. Not really, no. I don't let it rob bother me to that point, really.
Mm-hmm. So, what kinds of things have you tried to help control it or relieve it over the past 3 to 8 years?
Control the pain?
Mm-hmm.
Just pain medicine, pretty much.
Pain medicines. Have you been to physical therapists or...
I have, but they just say, give me exercises for strengthening the tricep muscle.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the problem.
And what happens when you're doing those exercises that they give you?
It tightens up.
It makes it worse?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It makes the pain come in.
And when they were helping you to do those exercises, did they give you anything to help you to do the exercises?
Yeah, they gave me like a rubber band, a real long rubber band type of material.
Mm-hmm.
And just a back like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And would you use your pain medicine before you'd start to do the exercises?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did they use any cold spray?
Mm-hmm.
on your arm?
Mm-hmm.
You've had the surgery. And that was 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any additional surgeries?
Mm-hmm. The last one I had on this elbow was probably 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the history of your surgeries.
Originally, when I broke it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it split straight up and broke right here. It's called a T-split.
Mm-hmm.
And they went in and screwed that together and pinned it. And they took out the pins. And I was in a cast at this angle for about a year and a half. And it got infected and everything like that. So they had to clean it out, leave it open about a week. And it went on kind of like that. And then after having my elbow and everything like this, it kind of stayed like that, won't move, and the tricep muscle, after all that time, kind of got glued to the bone, I guess they said.
Mm-hmm.
So they took about 3 surgeries to get that loosened up off the bone.
And the last of that was just 2 years mm-hmm. ago? Okay.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
So, what would you like to see have happen here?
Somehow find a way to make it feel a lot better, you know, without having to use pain medication. Maybe like a daily routine thing.
Mm-hmm.
It would help it. Like, kind of massaging it or some way, or I don't know.
Have you tried any massage?
I haven't. Not really.
Have you tried a TENS unit?
Mm-hmm.
No. Let's get up and I'd like to take a look at it before we have any more discussions, and we can talk while I'm examining you. So if you'd sit up here on the...